All right, it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. Of course, Dwight has been in here for some time talking about graphic designs and cybersecurity and all that, the streaming. And, well, my colleague Dwight is well-versed in those type of discussions. And of course, we'll have a pause on that discussion, and he will continue with that discussion later on. But I want to bring in something that is very different to our discussion today. And we see, as the world develops, we see that when development comes or when advancement kickstarts, it comes with good changes. It comes with very fascinating development or changes, but at the same time, it also introduces a new type of marginalization. If you like, there is a new type of poverty that comes with it. Now, the poverty that is coming to play is not going to be the poverty of money. For many years, we have been focusing on financial poverty, where people don't have money or people cannot afford. But now the world is shifting from that into poverty as far as data is concerned. So connectivity poverty or bandwidth poverty. So that is where the world is going, into bandwidth poverty, where if you cannot have data, if you don't have data, you are poor. And if you have no access to internet connectivity or to bandwidth, you are marginalized. And unfortunately or fortunately, countries that are developed are also going through or are also facing this challenge. So this is a new poverty that is being, that is coming to play. So this is a new type of poverty. And how can this poverty be alleviated? Or how can it be eradicated? I don't think there is anything called eradicating poverty, practically. Maybe poverty can be reduced. But to totally deal with it, completely eradicate it or obliterate it, it is something that is challenging. It's something that has never been done. Now, in UK, there are concerns. Of course, we'll get to that page, what the challenges that UK is now facing as far as this poverty is concerned. So we'll get there. But before we get there, finally, the Americans are now in possession with a supersonic missile. So finally, they are now in possession with a supersonic missile. So that's a news. That's actually breaking news right now. Those who are following military news, military development. So it's a big news. They managed to test it, and it was successfully tested around March 15th. And today they announced that they are now in possession. They are now in possession of a supersonic missile. Supersonic missiles are they are the latest technology. They can either be long range, or medium, or short range. Or they can also be intercontinental ballistic missile systems that are also supersonic, which means they are very advanced to the point that it is hard to detect them. One of which, of course, were used in Ukraine. The Russian claimed to have used it in Ukraine recently. Yeah, so that's one of the big news. And of course, the Americans are working together with the AUKUS. There's a group called the AUKUS, the Australian United States, or United Kingdom and United States. So it's a Australian, United Kingdom, United States. That's a group that is called the AUKUS. The Americans are working together with Australia and United Kingdom to develop their own supersonic missiles. So that's one of the news. Whether it's good news or not, I will not say. But finally, because the supersonic missile system were only possessed by the Russians and the Chinese. The Russians, the Chinese, and the North Koreans, actually. There were only three countries that had them. So now the list of countries is growing. We go back to our discussion. That is, the United Kingdom they are saying that they are actually calling for broadband services to make sure that they make it easier for people to afford services, like data services. Because the more internet is developing, or the use of internet, the more people are challenged as far as affording data is concerned. So the government is calling on the service providers to make sure that data is affordable to everyone. So they must make sure that data is affordable to everyone or by everyone, including the low income households. So the low income households are the ones that are feared to be at the bottom of this challenge of data affordability. So the erection of towers around the world is an ongoing, it's an international project to erect network towers and make sure that there is connectivity in terms of mobile telecommunication. So people have want to make sure the government and broadband service providers want to make sure that people have access to network. And not only network, but they are also able to afford data. So the data is one of the commodity, like we always say. We were talking about data-driven agriculture, data-driven health sector, a data-driven justice system, data-driven education, and it goes on and on and on. But now we are talking about mobile data or internet data or bandwidth data that should be accessible by everyone. Everyone must be able to have access to data, because internet is no longer a luxury. It's no longer for the rich. but internet has become a need. With COVID-19 pandemic that has shifted the global way of doing things, it has come more and more to light that people are able to work elsewhere without being glued at mortar and brick offices or work premises. So they are able to work anywhere as long as they have tools to collaborate and do work. So they are able to work everywhere, anyway. So I see my colleague here, my colleague on production. He can literally do work anywhere. Even my colleagues there at the Omalite Technology, they can do work anywhere because they have tools. They can do collaboration. They have their collaboration tools that they use to be able to even help you wherever you are, as long as you have data and your computer is on. They are just able to help you wherever you are. So that's amazing. That's fascinating, and that's another level of development. But having said that, there are people in households who then should make choice between buying the basic food items and buying or affording data. So they have to choose between data and food. So the people have to choose between data and food. And that's where the government of UK has come up to say, look, we have only 55,000 a household in UK can afford data. Those are low income households. So they can afford data, only those. But the rest of the people are sinking at the bottom of poverty data or data poverty. So what should be done? Service providers need to come up with cheaper way of cheaper ways of providing data services to the people. Cheaper ways of providing bandwidth services. So now there was a statistics made. There were statistics made done, or there was the research done, and then the statistics indicate that over 5 million households that were eligible for certain data offers, only 55,000 of them are eligible. So that's not even 10%. It's 1.5% of 5 million. So only 55,000 households were able to take advantage of the offer. For example, the specials. So even if you come up with a special, to say there is a special for data, that you pay this much and you get this much data, there are people that are still not able to afford that. Excuse me. There are people that will not be able to afford that. And that alone is a problem, because these people also needs to be connected. Their households needs to be connected. If the world has to collectively achieve if we are fighting for industrialization and for example what we are now keen to talk about, and that is Fourth Industrial Revolution. So if you are keen on Fourth Industrial Revolution, every household then needs to be connected. So you see, data is going to be challenging, like the way providing clean water and proper sanitation is a challenge in many countries. So that's how data is also going to be a challenge, to make sure that every household has a connectivity of some sort. To making sure that every household has some connectivity is going to be a challenge in many low and middle income countries. If it is a challenge in the UK, it's a challenge in the United Kingdom, which is one of the major advanced countries, the most industrialized countries in the world. It's actually the G7. The G8 or G7, because Russia is kicked out, those are the most powerful countries in terms of technological advancement, military advancement, economical advancement. They are just powerful. So if within the G7 you have data poverty, which means the data poverty that we might have here in Africa will even be more dire, or vice versa. And what can be done to make sure that every household is connected to internet? Because somebody may say, well, internet is not important. We want water. We want food. People don't have food. Well, it's good. That's true. But internet is also equally important, because you don't have food, yes, but you cannot deny that you don't have a child that goes to school that needs data to be able to do their homework, because most of the answers are online. Somebody can literally do their homework without any assistance of a teacher, because there is an online teacher, Mr. Google. So, in as much as water is important, sanitation is important, food is important, data has also proven to be very, very important in the life of everyone. So connectivity is also very important.
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama's cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it is 29 minutes to to 12, we continue. So equally, data or bandwidth or broadband or and the network or connectivity is very, very important. Very, very important. Because you see, the presence of a tower, of a network tower alone in a village, that's already a sign of development. That if somebody could set up something in from the village, and you can reach out to customers around the world, wherever you are, or you are able to do your work, you can even work from home, from your village, and that's already a cost that is cut, because you will no longer need to commute unless if something that is very important. So let's say the whole Namibia is under 4G network. So the improvement of connectivity and the how much accessible it is to the people, or how many people have access to internet connectivity, is a crucial and vital component as far as the journey to development is concerned in an area. Because now teachers are able to, you know, access their banking facilities using data, and equally their schools are able to improve their computer laboratories and biology labs, because there is connectivity. And a biology teacher is able to improve his teaching skills because he can have access to other, to online advisory teachers. It doesn't matter where he is, whether he's there in the village or not. They are able to do that. Information is able to, the people will be able to access information everywhere. For example, you will be able to listen to our radio through the application or through the app, because you have network, you have data. You are able to receive our e-villager newspaper that goes every day. So you are connected. So you're able to have information. So it's a huge advantage. It's a huge opportunity of development when there is internet or when there is network. You are able to do much more with it. So that's an enabler. It's an economic enabler. It's not just a service, but it's an economic enabler. It's an economic enabler. It's also a teaching guide, or it is also a teacher's guide. And it is also a learning enabler. So it's an enabler that is multi-sectoral. Connectivity is an enabler that is multi-sectoral. Now let's look at the challenges. Especially in developing world. The developing world areas are too far apart. That's number one. Number two, they are too remote, to the point that it is really, it doesn't really make sense to erect a network tower everywhere. Because in some areas you find nomadic pastoralists. So you find nomadic pastoralists, so you erect a tower there. It is just going to be a service that is not used by everyone. So people will look at or companies will look at they will look at profit. Of course, maybe government will go in because government is not profit. But for companies, they will look at profit. That, okay, there are two people in this area. But there is 1,000 people in this other area. Maybe let's target 1,000 first. Then we can see how we can help the two. Because they look at how many people are in the area and these two people, who are they? So for them to be able to erect a tower there, who are those two people? And is it viable to put a network tower here? Of course, in the UK, there are even places that still don't have network. They don't even have network. If they have, they still have 3G network. So UK is also battling to make sure that they improve the services elsewhere in Britain. It's not just an African thing. But in Namibia, we have, I can really say that our connectivity, our bandwidth, I can say is one of the best. I can say it's one of the best in Africa. But still, with the special that service providers have, there are people who are not able to afford those specials. There are students who cannot have data, who cannot do their homework because they don't have data. So they will rely on free Wi-Fi in some area, which becomes too slow because it's free Wi-Fi. So it becomes too slow, and then you are not able to download your assignment because the download fails. And even if you go to the village where there is 3G, the network is just for calling and SMSs, but you can't use it to download or to stream. If, for example, you have a Zoom meeting, you can't use that because it will be baffling. You will not even go through, you will not even connect, but you can receive a call and an SMS. So those are the challenges. And what then can government do to make sure that at least the data poverty is reduced? How cheap should data be? So that's a question that I'm asking for you to come through. These 20 minutes that is left, how cheap should data be? How cheap is data, or how cheap should data be? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves, or we need to answer. Now, even if data is cheap, do we have connectivity everywhere? So that's another challenge. How far should network connectivity go? Should it cover throughout, should it cover all the whole areas, or all areas, even where there are fewer people? Or how far should it go? And how far should it go also comes along with the question, how cheap should data be? So if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's the number you can use to come through. Now, among the 5 million houses, households, these are lower income households. That a certain offer was targeting these people. So a certain offer was targeting at least 5 million households in Britain, but only 55,000 households could afford, and therefore they took advantage of that offer. So the 4.455 million people could not afford. So that is UK, United Kingdom. Yeah, that is United Kingdom. So I'm saying, out of 5 million households, these are low income households, only 55,000 households could afford the offer. It's cheaper data. The 4,455,000 people or households could not afford. So now the government is calling for service providers to make sure that they actually have cheaper. So even if you bring data to $10 per gigabyte, there are people who cannot afford that $10. There will still be people who cannot afford a $10. So these people will still be in data poverty. So even if you say, okay, across all service providers now in Namibia, 1 gigabyte, $10. That's just an example. You still find people that will not be able to afford that 1 gigabyte data. So bread is $10, but there are people that cannot afford it. They cannot afford to buy bread. So they cannot afford to buy bread. So $10 will sound cheap to somebody, but to some, this will sound very expensive. Therefore, my question to say now that how cheap should data be? So how cheap should data be? Because even if you say, okay, $10 is too much, $5.
Enjoy a Tafel Rattler. Enjoy Tafel Rattlers for a year. Oh yeah. Wanna be extra? Make your summer extra and win 20,000 Namibia dollars and Tafel Rattler for an entire year. Or swap for grabs, instant airtime, and a weekly cash prize. To enter, simply buy a Tafel Rattler and SMS the code under your ring pull or bottle cap to 22000. Terms and conditions apply. SMS costs 1 Namibia dollar. Competition ends on 31 May 2022. Keep the ring pull or bottle cap as proof of entry. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Mwakati korubede rohu de undi, ora tienji o ikel FM ayadida era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuriro, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ina woye. Kukusha ora tienji o ikel FM ayika onje komurungu no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matuhepa oruyameto roye, mushimbe shovina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe muupranga wayo. Hinda ombatroyo ye yodoranda esere, no e waleta on blue waleta po isi waleta konomo orange onora ohambonda to imwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali miaro kana nombo orange lukwao onora ohambonda tu oimwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njyo kamuti FNB on branch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwithe miarka no branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwithe wakao namba kumuhitiza shimaliba oyonji ohambo umwe oba mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu ono mara mwa hitisa oshimaliwa ku FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu ungulisa o email po ono mara yoye osho o reference yoye
Eagle FM the eye.
Oulio mnangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it is 12 minutes to 12. We continue. So even if we say, okay, $5 per data, 1 gigabyte, the people that cannot afford that $5. So that's why my question is, how cheap should data be? How cheap should data be? Should it be, excuse me, should it be free to certain people? Should they receive free data? Like, the hospital is free. Should government come up with a policy where people have free data? Like, what we see in government hospitals where you get treatment for free. To those who cannot afford. In some countries, like in the UK, I see they have charity, they have a charity policy on data. Where some people who are under certain grants, for example, pension grant or any other grant from government, they receive some assistance. They are about to receive. They are working on to see if they can have assistance in terms of connectivity. So that's a good move. But in our own context, how much cheap or how cheap should data be in our context? Because a $10 sounds very simple to many of us, but to some is very expensive. And even people cannot afford to pay, to fully pay in a taxi. They say, please, I just have a $10, drop me away. Because they cannot afford the whole $13. So if people cannot afford transport, how much more of data? Which it also depends on the type of bandwidth that you are using and the type of service provider. Because to some service providers, the internet is very fast. And the faster the internet, the more it consumes as far as data is concerned. So 1 gigabyte may not be enough. Eagle FM.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Yes, thank you for that, those statistics. And we know very well that, yes, they are developed nations. And we give respect to that. And we thank God for how they are doing it. But the way sometimes they do it is contrary to their standards or what they claim to know, to have done. So the questions, you have got about 3 questions or so, and a lot of them. So just briefly touch on both. So yes, it's true, it's possible. You can also create some, come up with a very good policy for social justice to achieve equity, you understand, in terms of resources distribution. So just like the example, you gave an example of those policies. It's similar to what we did for our young girls in terms of sanitary, tax-free, and things like that. So it was an initiative, good ones, and other things, so that some of those needs that you cannot do without are met. So perhaps, I don't know the policy I heard people talking about. When you look at our social net safety net, that one is obvious. We are the best. So it's also falling under the thing. But the question to make data available is possible. The only thing is that are you going to get service providers who will behave more ethical and they collaborate, create some kind of synergy in their working culture to give that service? It's possible because if you leave a student, even if they are the minority, the students, every community has got young people there. They want to use data. You can collaborate and come up with a government. Maybe Tropopil do. France, are you there?
Yes.
Maybe Tropopil do. Because we have seen, look at the newspaper today, the money that was given for green scheme. What happened? Those are my assessments, you see. Those are some of the service providers, stakeholders, so that the community, you can also use the formula that the Bible used. You give the little one that you have, even if you don't put it at 6 and at 10. So you just need to pull up our socks. So the data sometimes in terms of, because you have to use data to create to create whatever you want to create wealth. Because in our own case, the data is there. So I'm talking now in terms of making it possible. The company service providers, they can do that. A lot of charitable things that are going on here. So let me not finish time for other people. So what I'm saying is that if those things can be a challenge in this country, I'm not saying that they are not necessary. It's necessary. Because even we are in our village here, so you struggle sometimes.
Okay.
Down there in Wakana. So now, but the service providers, just look at this green scheme. Was that not an empowerment of our people? Are we ethical enough, or we are just doing it and start criticizing?
Yeah, let's not mix green scheme with data, Uncle Bon. But thank
data
you very much.
Data is available, so people are data being because it's one thing to have data and analyze them. How are you going to analyze them?
No, we are talking about internet data. We are not talking about...
Yeah, internet data is the same. We have talked about service provider who can do that. So the data are there for development.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good.
All right, we are not talking about data as in information. We are talking about data as into connectivity, the connectivity data, that which enables you to go for internet. For example, 1 gigabyte data. We're not talking about statistical data. We are talking about connectivity data. So there's a difference between statistical data, because the statistical data, you gather it from various sources, and then you come and then you analyze it, and then you come up with a statistic based on the data that you have, like what is going on with Ukraine in the city of Bucha, where they are accusing the Russian forces of committing war crimes. So they are now busy gathering data. So they are busy gathering data to use that as basis to prove or determine whether there was some war crime or not. So that's not what we are talking about. We are talking about connectivity data, internet data. Some people have unkept internet or limited internet, unlimited internet, unkept, which means you use it, you can download whatever you want, whenever you want, so it is there 24/7. And you just pay per month. That is for those who can afford. And even that, there are also specials according to service providers. They also come up with specials. And you choose the package that you can afford. So that is actually, to say, fair enough, because people have different incomes. People have different income levels. But when it comes to prepaid data, also people have income, different income level. But the prepaid data you keep buying, and there are people that cannot afford. Just like there are people that cannot afford contract internet. That is postpaid or... So they cannot afford that. So they choose to go for prepaid. And then they are able to buy whenever they have. So when they don't have and there's something urgent that needs to be done, or there's an online class, so they will miss out because they don't have data. But those who have unkept, unlimited internet, they will always catch up. So that's a challenge. But the question remains unanswered, to say how cheap, it's very difficult, and even the British cannot answer this question, how cheap should data be? And that's a difficult question. It's a question that needs to be answered collectively. But we end by saying, or I end by saying, technology or data or internet technology, when it came also to make a separation between the rich and the poor. So you have people that are poor because they don't have data. So it's data poverty. And you have those who that are rich in data that they can... they are always on their on Facebook, on their on WhatsApp status, they are always on Instagram, they are always tweeting, but you can only tweet when you go for those specials. And there is a week that will come when you don't have money to subscribe to any special. So you will wait until end of the month. That's when you have to subscribe. And some of us, our data even finished before they start. Right. So, and after a short break, I'll come and say goodbyes to you. And we will meet again on the home run. Don't forget that today is a national, this is a state of the nation address. And we have lined up politicians and especially members of parliament after the address, so that we will hear from them what they make of to this year's nation, the state of the nation address, and also from you, because you will also be listening in. So we will be carrying it live here on our radio and platforms. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Olio mnangeshefa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede roo de undi, ora tienjo o Ikel FM yadira era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuri roo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ina woye. Kukusha ora tienjo o Ikel FM ika onje komurungu no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matuhepa oru ya meto roye, mwishimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatroyo ye yodoranda efere, no i waeleta, on blue waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu oranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo na njiru kwao, onora, ohambondatu oimwe. Ombali, odo nora mbali, oime, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njio kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, oimwe, ohambombali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Miarka nombranch ko utanjo, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, oimwe, ohambombali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Wakao nomba kumuhitizo shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambombali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora mumuhitiza oshimaliwa ku FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambombali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine ondatu. Unguliza o emaila, po onomora yoye, osho o referensa yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it's time for me to say my goodbyes, but before I do that, let me greet Dwight here. Dwight.
Morning, Franz. How you doing?
Yes, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. How does it feel being back on the deck for... For a short while.
Yeah, I mean, tech has always been our show. Mm. So there's no much difference. Mm. I just woke up to a morning news today that the Americans now in possession of the supersonic missiles, and they are working now with this thing AUKUS. You remember that AUKUS?
Mm.
That pissed off the French.
Mm.
Yeah. So the Americans are not working with NATO. They are now working with AUKUS, Australia, UK, and United States. So that's their group to make sure that they possess the same technology. Yeah.
Well, friends, here on this morning session of the Brand Conversation, we'll be looking at an important thing, which actually does feature into that discussion point of, you know, innovation, because if we link that hypersonic or supersonic discussion in, it's all about innovation.
Yeah.
So for this morning's discussion, we'll be touching on innovation and branding and how the two of them actually live together.
Mm.
You can't separate them, but they have to go together.
Yes. Mm. Right. Let me not take much of your time. All right, folks, it's a goodbye. We'll meet again tomorrow. And just take a listen to what Dwight has prepared for you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.